Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Pastor Jamila Moore, which is one of the authors of this magnificent book that is about to come out, or that is coming out, and is having a great launch next month. But the title of the book is Manifestation Now. So, Pastor Monroe, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for having me this evening on the radio show. I truly appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. So thank you again for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. So if you can tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you got going on and the title of your chapter in this new book.
Oh, a little bit about myself. Okay, sure. I am the mother of five wonderful children from the ages of 22 down to 4. I am a worshiper. I am a servant. I am also a pastor of a wonderful congregation in the city of Atlanta. Our church is named Kingdom Covenant Worship Center. I've been pastoring for almost two years. Like I said, to a wonderful group of people. Also, I am working on my PhD. That's another thing God has given me to do. I have my master's degree in special ed, so I'm going into getting my doctorate. I'm just trying to, I guess, in this hour, just to sum up me, a woman that is just finding the different purposes that God have placed on the inside of me, because I believe that it's more than one thing that God is calling us to do. So just to have the ability to tap into those places. So that's me. I love my family and my friends and everybody else. So I'm just ordinary. That is just me.
So tell us the title of your chapter and how did you come about that, that title?
Okay. First and foremost, I would just like to also thank Dr. Renee Sunday, the visionary of the book, for even believing in me to share my story. And I want to give a shout out to the other authors that are in the book. My title is called Pushing Past It All. And so my portion of the story, I divide it into different areas of my life. And then I have a subtopic, Finding Her, Who is Her? Her is Me and You. And so it breaks down different things that I had to endure throughout my lifetime, whether it was being rejected at a young age, whether it was being neglected at a young age, whether my lack of confidence through growing up, trying to find acceptance in all different types of things and people, They say love in all the wrong places, spaces, and things. I've been there, done that, and got a T-shirt. And the book, my portion of the book is to help people discover who they are. Yes, we will go through trials and tribulations, but that's not the definition of who you are. What defines a person is what God has placed on the inside of them before the problems, before the circumstances. So the Bible talks about he knew us before we were even in our mother's womb. Amen. And we had a purpose then. So my book encourages people to do exactly what it said. And a lot of times when God has caused us to do something, we will be tested through it, if that makes any sense. And so while I was writing this portion of my book, of the book, I was going through some hard times. And it was nothing that I ever thought I would go through, but I understand I had to go through it because my title was now being tested. And so I had to overcome what I was going through presently, at the present time, in order to write the book, or write the portion of the book that I, you know, was asked to do. So my title was tested at that point, and so I had to push past everything that I was going through and produce something for the readers that will be able to impact and inspire and encourage them. So push past it all is basically not allowing what you're going through to stop you from what's ahead. This road, the songwriter says, nobody told me this road would be easy. And so we know that things will come, but we have to learn how to bounce back after it, and we have to learn how to keep the right mindset while going through it. And another thing is that we cannot take it personal. This is not my sickness or my problem or it's not. God is trying to do something greater through you, through what you're going through. So don't take it personal. It's purposeful. And so when I look back out of everything I've been through, I understood why I had to go through it, because we all rejoice for the good days. We all want the blessings. We want the miracles, and nobody wants to really suffer. But the Bible says, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. And so times in our lives, we have to endure the suffering, and not just for us, but for somebody else. Because when you are able to witness, you have to be effective, and effectiveness comes from experience. And so perhaps there's somebody on this call questioning why they're going through. Maybe it's nothing about you. Maybe God is trying to get something. Maybe he's trying to get something to you, and maybe he's trying to get something through you to somebody else. And so that's very important. So I've learned through all the things that I've been through that I have to push. This is not the end. My problem is not the end. Amen. And so when I reach that place where I hit a wall, I hit a problem, I know that this is not the end, because God has given us all the tenacity, the strength, the perseverance to push. You know, Verna, sometimes I really don't, I think that we don't understand our strength, and we don't understand what we're made of. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That, you know, we really don't understand our strength, you know, because in the process, or when you're going through, and whatever the situation may be, it may be very, very painful, and it takes a minute for you to get it, you know, in your spirit to say, you know what, I got to get past this. I got to get past this, you know. But in the process of going through, I'm going to use my own self for example.
Right,
I can speak about Verna more so than I can anyone else.
Than anybody else.
In the in the process of going through, all you can think about is the pain that you're in, pain that you're in, how your heart is broken, or how this situation just got you all topsy-turvy. And it takes yeah, it takes that I don't know what it is, that strength that you have to really dig deep down within
mm-hmm.
and pull
mm-hmm.
it up, you know. So for me to get go ahead.
And I understand totally what you're saying, because sometimes people say, well, it's better said, you know, you can say it, but when you're going through it, it's something different. And so the Lord gave me this analogy that every problem is like a stair step.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you climbed over that, you're on another step. That means, you know, the more steps that you climb, even though it hurts, your legs get stronger, right? And so
right.
what
mm-hmm.
what bothered us last year, or even, because I can tell you today I'm a new person, what even bothered me yesterday is not going to bother me today. You understand? So I understand pain comes, but I understand this too, that I remember probably a couple years ago, I was in a bad place and the Lord told me to trust him. And it was from that incident that I developed a strong trust for God. So when things come now, like you said, you may feel a little bit, but it shouldn't take you 12 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. You understand? At some point in time, the recovery time should be shortened. You know, after you've been through some stuff, you get stronger. And I think we have to find a way where we push past it all. And I mean, and this may sound so crazy, but I believe within the first 5 minutes of we finding out something occurred, we have to pray, push mm-hmm. it off, and persevere. And I'm saying within
okay.
the first 5 minutes. You want to know why? Because usually if something sits on for a long time, it's harder to get up. Let's just use an example. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to lose weight. And so even with age, the longer you carried it, the harder it is to take off. And so
mm-hmm.
you're doing whatever you could do, this, but it's going to take, it's a process. So what I mean by that is that if we carry the weight, it day after day, if we say we trust God, we need to trust God, that's from this phone call to every other phone call, that's, you know, we have to get to a place where we believe the scripture, we believe that he is, we believe that he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We got to believe his word. And so when we continue to feed on his word, it becomes easier. Not that you won't feel the pain of it, but I think, thank you, Holy Spirit, I think the difference is this, right? You'll feel the pressure, but you won't feel the pain, okay? For example, and I'm an example person. Example, when you're having a baby and they give you an epidural, right? And they
mm-hmm.
say, well, when it's time to push, you won't feel the contraction, but you'll feel the pressure, right? And so
mm-hmm.
we use that to say this. After a while, the pain, the truth of the matter is it's us. If we keep going around this merry-go-round of pain, see, we got to be honest with ourselves and say, is this a reoccurring pain? You know, reoccurring means something that's been taking place before, or is this something new? Because chances are the reason why we can't bounce back is because it's not a new thing. It's something that's been reoccurring.
Oh,
amen.
Okay. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I can see that. So it would be as if the same situation that you've had before,
mm-hmm.
now you're just experiencing
mm-hmm.
it with a different person or a different,
yes.
In a different state or
yes.
or whatever. But it's the same thing, but differently in a different place, so
different.
To speak. Or so to say, you have not passed that test yet, so you just keep your
thank
repeating
you.
And repeating
yes.
and repeating it.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And some things, if we can be honest, when we look at them, we'd be like, let's just use for a relationship standpoint. You got divorced, and now you're dating someone, you done seen the flags, and you done seen, you know what I'm saying? And you mm-hmm. know what you're getting yourself into, and then you marry this person, and then they end up doing the same thing, and now you all hurt again, you know what I'm saying? And you all in pain again, and your experience, why? Because you picked something that you already had that didn't work. So if it's not working, you have to change up. Now, granted, there's some things that has happened even to me this year that I've never been through. You understand? And when things like mm-hmm. that happen, I'm learning that God is the reason why you're going through something new is because God is trying to get something that you never had to you. And so you have to experience this part of life. How can I say I want to open up, let's just say I want to open up a shelter and I've never been homeless?
Okay.
So in mm-hmm. order for me to really minister effectively, because people want the real deal in this hour, fake, phony, and counterfeits ain't going to work. And so if you're ministering to me about holding on because God can make a way out of nowhere. I don't care if you're in a shelter. I don't care if you're staying with somebody. I don't care what the case is. If you just hold on, God will make a way. It will really minister more to somebody that's been there, done it, got a T-shirt, and now they're in their own house.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
So I believe the...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ms. Verna.
No, I was just saying, in order to totally minister on that particular situation, you would have to have experienced it yourself. So it is when God has placed you at in a place you somewhere that you've never mm-hmm. been before. Like you say, I've never been in this place before.
Mm-hmm.
So God is going to use that situation
mm-hmm.
because he's going to bring, he will bring you out. You are coming out. But yet again,
yes.
you will be able to take that experience and minister
mm-hmm.
to someone who perhaps could even be going through it at the same time that you're going through your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
now you understand it and you can minister to them more effectively.
Yes.
Got
it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm to the point where, Ms. Verna, I thank God for what I go through. And it may sound really crazy, but I thank him now. My perspective has shifted, and it comes with the push and pass all that if he found me worthy to go through it, you know. I look at it like that because, see, the enemy wants to trip us up in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where he wants to really, you know, trip us up. And God ain't coming, you know, he's not going to do it for you, or he's not going to make a way. But clearly his word says that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he is the present help in the time of trouble. And even a new situation, sometimes we need to even look at it like this. God wants to get the glory. And so he's inviting this new thing to enter my life because he's going to get the glory when it's all said and done. Ms. Verna, God said to me today, he said, in order for a book to be written, there has to be a story. And you want to pick the chapters that are good, but the chapters are not that are good, are not that effective. And so when you pick up a book, even the Manifestation Now book, you see different stories of different people that if they didn't go through it, they would not even be a part of this book. And so that's why it makes me understand that what we go through is more than us just going through. It's something God, he's going to get the glory out of our story. A story can only be produced by events that take place. And so this is not made up. This is our life. These are things that we are going through. But we have to endure some things. And so pushing past all my portion of the book, I discovered that late in life because I'm only 40. But it took a couple years for me to understand that I have enough strength to push. And sometimes we get in circumstances and situations where we feel like we don't have no strength. And if I could just park my car right here to just encourage anybody that is on this call tonight, I know what you're going through. I can imagine. I know it does not feel good, but you need to gain enough strength that you have. You need to pray, and you need to believe God for change. And tomorrow, wake up and do something different. Get dressed, comb your hair, take a bath, look in the mirror and tell yourself that you are great, and you will, I'm telling you, you will feel like you're out even before you come out of this thing. That's the components of pushing past all. I don't look like what I'm going through because I just believe that I'm coming out of it.
Absolutely. And I'm such a visual person. As you're speaking, I am visualizing everything that you're saying as you're speaking, to get up, get dressed. And for me, as I was going through a situation, I said, you know what, Verna, we are not going to wear dark colors. We are going to wear something bright. Bright colors. We're going to be just bright.
Vibrant.
You know, yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor, Sunday, he used an analysis like, don't let them see you sweat. No one, I mean, you just can't, you can't give up. You cannot. And when you're going through, that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going through. You're not stopping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
And you know what, Miss Verna, me and you could feedback off each other all night. One thing that is so profound, the Lord told me too, when you said, don't let them see you sweat. He said, if this makes any sense, because I'm the type of person like you, I'm visual, I need to see it, Lord. You got to show it. You got to use parables. You got to analogies. That's, you know, that's how my brain works. And he said, one year me and my friend were driving through a tunnel, and I could see the light, but I wasn't near it. But I still saw the light. And sometimes we get discouraged because there's traffic, because there's an accident, because there's things going on, construction and different things going on in a tunnel, but at least we're not where we used to be. So we've made progress through the tunnel. Oh, my God, I feel God. And even though you're not out the tunnel, there's still light shining on you in the tunnel. So to encourage somebody, you know, it may not be, the door may not be open tonight, you know, because sometimes people lie to people and they say you can just do 10 backflips and shout hallelujah and run 3 times and praise God 15 times and walk it out and it's going to be okay. But the truth of the matter is that's not how it works for some people. You know, understand what I'm saying? I would tell everybody to be encouraged through the process. One of the things that my armor bearer, she loves a message that I preach, and I did on one of the calls about the pressure cooker. We have to stay in the pressure cooker until it's time. And so many of us want to run from the pressure cooker and the experience, but we don't understand, oh, God, it is this pressure that is producing something great, because the truth of the matter is, if we were in the pressure, we would never discover our purpose. I don't know who this is for tonight, but there's somebody pulling on my spirit. And let me just encourage you. The pressure that you're going through is producing your purpose. You may not feel it. You may not like it. You may not even comprehend it. But the pressure, my God, that you are facing right now is producing your purpose. And when you come out of this, oh, my God, you're going to be able to impact everyone around you. So stay in the pressure cooker. When the Lord, the God made us, he made each one of us. He knows the timing in the day. And when he seems fit, come on, somebody, when he seems fit, he will release the pressure. But you have to understand, it is, the Bible says all things work together for the good. And so even in my portion of the book, I had to go through, Ms. Verna, people say all the time, you know, when you talk about your lack of confidence, we would never think. That's what they tell me. And so, you know, you see my picture, you see the outer image, but you don't understand how I struggle year after year with that, you know. So we have to not let anything hold us back. And I hope I'm not going on, but I just feel people on this line, God is your approval. And that's what I'm
going
to leave it at.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We need more time. I was
thoroughly enjoying it. I mean, I've gone on in with you. Gone on in with you and Pastor Monroe. We thank you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio tonight. I must have you back on. I must have you back on so that we can get some more of that great information and learn more about this pressure cooker. Because as you're talking, I am seeing the pressure cooker. And, you know, because all that pressure, the top is on it, and it's not time to take it off yet. You see what I'm saying? I'm quiet because I know me. But
come on,
I got to have you back on. So, said, thank you so very much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, and I do look forward to meeting you at the gala in September.
Oh, yes. If I could just say one last thing I don't want to forget, if you guys want to pre-order the book, please, please, please support this project. You can go to my page. It's Jamila Monroe. I just put something up there today about our book being on Amazon, so please, please, please support this book. Friend request me if you want more details even on the gala. It will be September 24th. The book signing is going to be awesome. September 24th, there's details even on my page. And if you want more details or information about tickets or anything else, please contact me. And you, I'm telling you, don't want to miss this event or even the book.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm so excited. And again, Pastor Monroe, thank you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. We would like to thank our sponsors, Vimarcy Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernav@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Ephesians 3:20-21. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed.